Midwest?
You know, just speed. You know, I think when you look at what he did in New Orleans, I mean, he was a threat. I mean, there was always, you know, they had a lot of weapons, but that was the guy that would stretch the field. And you look at, you know, what he's been doing since he's been there. They want to get the ball down the field to him, and he's dangerous. You know, and the thing is, that'll soften up the coverage, and they try to take advantage of that.
Rivers has beaten six different defensive coordinators here. Well, why has he had such success against you guys, no matter what you've done?
Well, you got to give a lot of credit to him and Norv. I mean, Norv is probably one of the better offensive minds in this game. And then Phillip has developed into one of the better quarterbacks in this game. So that combination in itself makes you dangerous on offense. So I don't care what you throw at them. It's not like it's going to be new to them. I mean, they study a lot of tape. I mean, I'm sure they evaluate themselves every week and try to, you know, not make the same mistakes. You know, he's been doing it for a while, so I don't expect him to go out there this Monday and not make a few plays. I mean, he's a good quarterback. We just got to limit him.
How much has his demeanor changed over the years? You had some pointed words a few years ago about him.
Well, the thing was, back then, he was talking when he shouldn't have, you know. You know, I think he hadn't earned his respect around the league at that point. But now it's a different story. You know, that was a few years ago. And, you know, he's really mostly – I think he mostly hated our quarterback at the time. But well, I know what type of person he is. He's one of those guys you hate to play against him, you love to play with him. And, you know, I like guys like that. But, you know, when I play against him, I don't like anybody.
How's your relationship with him changed over the years?
Well, just mutual respect, I think. You know, I think that grows when you have a guy out there proving himself every week. You know, I don't like people who talk a lot of smack that hadn't done anything. And, you know, he's done a lot since then. You know, he hadn't won the big one, but neither have I. But, you know, it's hard in this game to earn that respect. And, you know, I think people respect him now because of what he's done.
Does he talk as much as you did back then?
I think he still does. It's just now I know the type of person he has. Been around him a few times at the Pro Bowl. It's kind of funny to me. You know, he didn't get under my skin. I think he still affects a lot of people by that, but you can't really listen to him too much because he just loves to talk.
I know Sunday night New England, you were really frustrated about the third downs. What have you guys been able to do this week to really focus on that?
Our job, you know, that's really all it was. There's no scheme that we run that's not effective enough to stop people. We just got to do it more effectively and make sure we execute what the defense that they're putting us in. You look at the tape, it's embarrassing, the things we gave up.
Why was it embarrassing? What was it about?
Because, you know, it's just, you know, you're supposed to be inside and you're outside. You're supposed to be pressed on a guy and you're playing off. It's just little things like that we just, things we practice all week. And we got in the game and did something totally opposite of what we practiced. And that's not going to happen in this game.
Champ, is that youth? Is it just still learning, you know, coach's new system? Or?
I don't know. It might be a comfort level thing. It might be a couple things, you know. But I hadn't seen it this week in practice. I know the mindset is there that, you know, we got to hone in on the week before we can worry about Sunday.
How much does the team miss Eddie Royal, particularly on returns?
A lot. I mean, I'm sure San Diego glad he's not playing this Monday night against him, because we know what's happened before. You know, they got a big weapon. I mean, third downs, special teams. I mean, they're using him to the fullest over there. And, you know, I wish we could have used him that much. But, you know, I'm happy for Eddie personally, but we're going out there to punish him this week.